Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, June 16th. These days, where you live and work can be dramatically affected by the ads you see online. That's also true when it comes to whether you can get a loan or a credit card. That's because advertisers love to use targeted ads to reach their ideal customers. In this way, a burger company, for instance, can avoid wasting its ad dollars by showing cheeseburger images to a vegetarian. Fair enough. But when it comes to housing, for instance, landlords and housing developers can use algorithms to choose not to show ads to people based on their race, parental status, and more. The American Civil Liberties Union calls it weblining, a digital version of the term redlining. That's a widespread practice that denied homeownership to black people. On the internet, if you're not shown an ad for housing, employment, or that low-interest car loan, you don't know what you're missing. For instance, if a company serves up ads for high-paying jobs only to men and not to women, women lose those employment opportunities. In this way, targeted ads can cause serious harm. That's the conclusion Google drew last week. On Thursday, the company announced that it's cracking down on potential discrimination by toughening up its targeted ad rules. Specifically, the search giant will no longer allow advertisers in these three groups to target users based on their gender, age, parental status, marital status, or zip code. In addition, it won't let advertisers exclude ads from being shown to people based on these demographics. According to Adweek, Google claims its announcement was not a direct response to ongoing racial justice protests. Rather, the company says it's been working on the policy changes with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, since last year. Google has prohibited advertisers from targeting or excluding people based on their race, ethnicity, religion, and sexual orientation for years. The new rules simply add to those existing requirements, Google said. But companies rarely make these kinds of sweeping policy changes without something else going on. And here's what it is. Last March, HUD charged Facebook with housing discrimination based on the way it had allowed advertisers to target Facebook users. At the time, HUD Secretary Ben Carson said, "Using a computer to limit a person's housing choices can be just as discriminatory as slamming a door in someone's face," according to the Washington Post. The department let it be known that it was stepping up scrutiny on Google and Twitter for the same thing. But if Google, Facebook, and other online ad platforms already prohibited targeted advertising by race, ethnicity, religion, and other identity categories, how could that be? For one thing, zip codes can be used as proxies for race, the Post reported, which is why Google forbidding the use of zip codes in ads for housing, employment, and credit is such a big deal. Last March, Facebook agreed to overhaul its policies. According to Adweek, the changes Google announced last week are similar to those Facebook undertook. It'll take Google some months to fix its algorithms to reflect the new rules. The company says it'll definitely make the updates by the end of the year. To what extent updates to personalized ads will actually be reflected in people's lives, which houses they may now consider buying, or which apartments they'll rent, or which jobs they'll be shown online, well, those real changes may be hard to see, but online rules both reflect the culture and shape it. And so, the hope is that by cracking down on discrimination online, our offline lives will improve. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. What's bugging you about business these days or making you happy? We want to know. Write to us at bwd@wondery.com. That's bwd@wondery.com. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.